You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
It's 9:04. It's time for Hunter Chamber Radio. Weather, 70 degrees, clear skies, breezy, 8 miles an hour wind from the west-northwest. No precipitation in the forecast today. A beautiful day, sunny today, a high of 85, winds north-northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Few passing clouds, otherwise generally clear tonight, low 62, winds light and variable. Partly cloudy tomorrow, a high of 87. On Sunday the 12th, the Rubber Duckies will be under mostly sunny skies and a high of 89, winds light and variable. Rain shows up in the morning on Monday, with scattered thunderstorms arriving in the afternoon, a high near 85, chance of rain 50%. Tuesday the 14th, rain showers in the morning again, scattered thunderstorms arriving in the afternoon, you know that pattern. High 87, chance of rain 60%, and on Wednesday the 15th, generally sunny despite a few afternoon clouds, 87. Temperatures in our area, I have 68 at the county complex, 72 in Highbridge, 71 in Raritan, 70 in Ringo, 73 in Kingwood and Frenchtown. Good morning, Hunterdon. That's Hunter Chamber Radio weather. Back to Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Big C here in the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington. Want to give a great shout out to all the folks that have called into the studio after a nice article by giving a shout out to my good friend in the office here, Laura Cummins, who wrote a great press release about me and my show. And we've had a lot of great feedback on all that, so I want to really appreciate everybody ringing in, learning about us, and learning about what we've been doing for, gosh, coming up on 4 years. Can't believe I've been doing it that long. So yeah, the article is correct. I'm closing in on 1,000 shows, and that's all live. I've been doing them all live, and that's not counting the rewinds and all the other stuff that we do here. Great stuff happening. You want to learn more about HuntertonChamberRadio.com, give us a call, send us an email. You got HuntertonChamber of Commerce at 908-782-7115. We'll be happy to chat with you. and help you with whatever it is that you want to do that's radio-wise. Looking to be a host? Looking to advertise? It's all there available to you. It is 7 after 9, and we need to look at traffic, find out what's going on our Hunterdon County roads. H-A-R-T, TMA.com, helps me with that information. You can get the same alerts that I do, and they're pretty timely. You'll get them from them. They'll email them to you, or you can follow them on Twitter, and they will be happy to send you Twitter feeds. And you can use Quick Text to have that forwarded to your text messaging of your phone. So lots of great options out there. Let's see what we have happening. This morning we had a traffic problem in Bloomsbury at exit 11 going 78 eastbound, and that was causing a 4-mile backup all the way to exit 7. Now, going back to check on all that, doesn't look like anything new. So I imagine that has been corrected, but I don't have any update about it. So I need you to take care if you're going on 78 eastbound in the exit 7 to 11 area, that you may hit a snag there. So before you get on to 78, make sure it's all covered and clear and going in the right direction, or else you'll get caught in that 4-mile backup. Otherwise, use 173 to get around all that. That's Good Morning Hunterdon, Hunt Chamber Radio Traffic. All right, some history from History.com for July 10th, 2015. We start off with our lead story. In 1925, in Dayton, Tennessee, the so-called monkey trial begins with John Thomas Scopes, a young high school science teacher accused of teaching evolution, oh my God, in violation of Tennessee state law. It is remarkable to me that we are 90 years later and we are still having a fight over these concepts. So that all happened back in July 10th, 1925. Now, in 1777, Colonel William Barton of the Rhode Island Patriot Militia captures British General Richard Prescott from his bed during the early morning hours of this day in 1777. Prescott was the only British general to suffer the ignominy of being captured twice by Patriot forces. During the War for Independence, American forces first captured Prescott after Montreal fell to the Patriots in 1775. He was returned to the British in exchange for a Patriot officer, only to face the same plight 2 years later when he awoke to find Barton's men in his garrison in Portsmouth, Rhode Island. Amazing that we had that etiquette going back then, right? 1962, the United States Patent Office issues the Swedish engineer Nils Bohlin a patent for his three-point automobile safety belt to use in vehicles, especially road vehicles, on this day, 1962. Took us, 40 years later to convince people to actually use them. In 1990, in a vindication of his sweeping economic and political reforms, Mikhail Gorbachev withstands severe criticism from his opponents and is re-elected head of the Soviet Communist Party by an overwhelming margin. Gorbachev's victory was short-lived, however, as the Soviet Union collapsed in the late 1991. Ironic that something similar to that is happening right now in Greece, is it not? In 1992, the Alaskan Court of Appeals overturns the conviction of Joseph Hazelwood, the former captain of the oil tanker Exxon Valdez.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Good afternoon. It's Friday. Actually, can you believe it's July 10th? And this is really a Memorial Day, or I should say memorable day. But before I talk to you about what we're doing on It's the Law, let me tell you about the weather. It's been an absolutely fabulous, gorgeous day today, and we should have more of the same tomorrow. Tomorrow is sunny, and prediction is a high of about 87 degrees. Again, tomorrow night, mostly clear. Sunday, another beautiful sunny day, 88 degrees. We certainly need it. And then into Sunday night, it'll be partly cloudy. Then there's a slight chance of showers. And then on Monday, we have a chance initially of about a 30% chance of showers, and then possibly a 40% chance of thunderstorms. And, of course, the temperature on Monday should be around low 80s. So that's the forecast, however, for the weekend, today, tomorrow, Sunday. Beautiful day. There is, on Sunday night, as I said, there is a slight chance of showers, but only after about 3 a.m. So the chance of showers even on Monday is really pretty slight. And as far as the thunderstorms, that could be periodic, and again, it's only about a 40% chance. So the program is It's the Law. I have not been here since June 26th, and of course that day was pretty memorable because of the Supreme Court decision in what is now usually referred to as same-sex marriage, and of course the court upheld marriage. There are still going to be many problems. And in fact, I hope to have two guests, two attorneys on the program. Not next week. On the 17th, we should be down at the shore broadcasting from Bill Wolfson's boat. But on the 24th, I plan on having Deb Gustin and Bill, not sure yet, but it should be Bill Singer. And the two of them are attorneys. They're both very knowledgeable in the area of not only same-sex marriage, but adoption, all of the things that are important legally, and they will be talking about the new Supreme Court decision, and they'll also be talking about certain other things that still can be problematic. And one of them is adoption, and that has been a real concern among couples who are gay, who, in the case of lesbians, where one of the women has biologically, it's her biological child, and it's really created problems in the past, and certainly whether or not these adoptions are going to be recognized in other states. There are just many, many issues that we still have to deal with. So they're going to be my guests. I'm really going to look forward to that. And I don't think I had planned on talking more about the Supreme Court decision, but I think instead I will just today talk a little bit about what's happening in legal news. And since I didn't do that on the 26th, and we weren't here last week. Bridgegate continues, and anyone who hasn't heard about Bridgegate doesn't follow politics at all. But what we have, and a federal judge has determined who may view the confidential discovery material used to indict two of Governor Chris Christie's, what are called his allies, for their alleged roles in the September 2013 closure of the local access lanes to the George Washington Bridge. And I'm sure that this is not something that Governor Christie is really happy about in light of the fact that he's now on the national stage, and he's certainly not going to be happy about some of the things that have gone on in New Jersey. But that that's certainly going to be of interest as to you know, who is going to even look at the confidential information, because obviously the newspapers would love to get it and you know, be able to publish it. But we'll be able to see who, in fact, is going to be able to use it and what the parameters are. There's also been a $30 million settlement by Osram Sylvania Inc., and that was a class action over automotive replacement headlamps. And it did show the increased efforts that class action attorneys are making to meet the heightened ascertainable there's what they call the ascertainability standards set by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Third Circuit. So that was there was in fact a settlement in that case, and however, the bar has been raised as to what the class action attorneys have to do to meet that ascertainability standard. And for anyone who's interested in that, obviously you have to look at the Third Circuit cases. But the Third Circuit, now the when I talk about the Third Circuit, that's the appellate court. That is the federal appellate court. So there are district federal courts, and on appeal from a district federal court, it goes up to the Third Circuit, just as the appeal from a trial court in New Jersey goes up to the appellate division. So the Third Circuit is the appellate division in the federal courts. And then, of course, the beyond that would be the U.S. Supreme Court, just as in New Jersey, the court above the appellate division is, in fact, the New Jersey Supreme Court. So that, and there are cases that can be brought in federal court or state court. Some cases can only be brought in federal court, and there are other cases that can only be heard in state court. So it's not really that confusing, although if you have cases, certain attorneys are looking to see whether or not they can remove them to federal court if they think they're going to get a better advantage there. But in any event, there was a New Jersey-based asbestos suit against General Electric claiming a deceased serviceman developed mesothelioma as a result of working with jet engines manufactured by the company. And that case was reinstated by the Third Circuit Federal Appeals Court. And so that the case went from the district court up to the appellate division of the federal courts. There was a New Jersey recent award. New Jersey man received $3.65 million in his suit against Schneider National Carriers as compensation for injuries sustained in a car accident. And of course, if anyone travels on the roads, they will see that Schneider is one of the big trucking companies. And there's also settlement talks and to settle a sexual harassment case against one of the larger law firms here in New Jersey. So I'm sure that whatever the settlement will probably be deemed confidential. So we'll have to see what happens on that. So that was actually the legal news today. So it's, you know, pretty up to date. Then there are other stories that one of the it was interesting. There's a New Jersey judge who ordered a Pennsylvania biotech company not to sell or market its hernia repair device until a trial is held to determine whether its product was misappropriated from a New Jersey competitor and whether it poached key employees. So that the suit in New Jersey is against a company in Pennsylvania, and the allegations is that the Pennsylvania company misappropriated product information or product from this New Jersey company, and also took key employees. So we'll see, you know, how that comes out. And one of the things that people have to be concerned about in any employer, or I should say, yeah, any employer, but any employee, you have to look and see if, in fact, the employer has you sign any kind of a non-compete clause, any kind of a non-complete agreement. And so non-compete could, in fact, limit the type of work someone does after they leave a certain employer. Often partnership agreements contain non-compete clauses because no one wants a partner to leave and perhaps open shop next door. All of these contracts are they're very significant. There's a lot of verbiage that most people perhaps kind of skip over and not realize that they have signed a contract not to compete, not to go to another competitor. And the terms, of course, have to be, you know, reasonable. But then the issue is reasonable in whose view. But there was also a $59 million bond for legal fees sought from Avaya in an antitrust case. And the judgment creditor says that the company's weakened financial condition should dictate that it promptly post a bond to cover $59 million in legal fees from an antitrust case while an appeal is pending. So they're concerned about not getting paid. And I mentioned the major, there's still been discussion about whether or not there are settlement negotiations in this sexual harassment suit. But this was a former associate of the firm, and apparently a federal judge in the Southern District of New York said in dismissing the case that it was settled. So don't know about that, but that's what they said. Now, the Megan's Law, most people know in New Jersey and have heard of Megan's Law, and now the Supreme Court has ruled that there was a so-called household incest exception to the registration requirement under Megan's Law that could apply even where a sex offender admits to multiple acts of sexual conduct with an underage relative. So that I'm sure the legislature is going to look at that registration requirement again to see, you know, whether or not they can make an exception for that. And frankly, I don't think most people even realize that there is there is an exception that is considered or called the household/incest exception to the law. And it means that someone who, you know, commits, and I really don't know the specifics of that part of the statute, but in general, anyone convicted of any kind of a sexual crime has to register. And however, if the registration requirement may not apply if, in fact, it's the sex offender has contact with a relative. Now, one of the things that more recently, has been in the news in the registration, and not only in New Jersey do convicted sex offenders have to register, but certainly it's done in other states. But there is some controversy over this. I mean, mostly people would say, hey, you know, kind of a bootstrap reaction. Of course a sex offender should have to register, should not be able to go near schools, should have not be able to work with children, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But one of the things we always have to look at is the whole picture. And the whole picture, you know, changes depending on what the conviction. And I'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back from the news break.
Mm-hmm.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Well, instead of taking the regular news break, I thought we'd just mention that this is a historic day from a standpoint of news, and that is that the Confederate battle flag is going to be taken down at the Capitol in South Carolina. And I think that most people don't even understand that the flag that has been flown at the Capitol is not the Confederate flag, but rather it is a battle flag. And, of course, the battles were battles to keep slavery in place. And so that this is really more than symbolic. And certainly after the tragedy of 9 people being murdered in Charleston, it is long overdue. And it's kind of ironic that I'm sure that the young man who massacred the 9 people who were at a Bible study in a church thought he was going to do something to incite race riots. But in fact, it seems like at least people who are thoughtful and think about things have all agreed that it's time that these symbols not be made public, and certainly not on a public building, certainly not on the Capitol. Is racism going to go away overnight? No. But all of these symbols certainly exacerbate the problems or allow people who are prejudiced and bigoted to, have a symbol that hopefully maybe people won't talk about as much if, in fact, the symbol goes away. So that, the tragedy here is that 9 people had to be massacred before anybody seriously started discussing taking the flag down, but it's been done. So that's basically that's the news. Just like on the 26th, we had the case of what everybody now calls same-sex marriage, which was huge. This is really a monumental decision by, some very conservative Southerners, a decision that should have been made many, many years ago when the flag first was hoisted up at the Capitol. And I understand, and I may be wrong, but I understand that the reason it was flown at the Capitol is that they were trying to protest against freedom marchers and against the civil rights movement back in the 70s. So that's why this started, this horrible practice. But in any event, it's gone. And, I've actually know of some places in New Jersey that you still see the Civil War battle flag flown. But someone made a comment like, we'd been pretty unhappy if after we defeated the British that they would have continued to, have parades and walk around with the British flag. Now, I'm sure that there are some people for special holidays that probably pull it out, but now so many years later, it's not the same, and it certainly doesn't create the same sensitivity that the battle flag created. So what other things are happening? Actually, there's not been a lot of cases. I guess the judges are trying to finish up because they did try to finish up most of everything. Everybody tries to finish up by the 30th of June, so that there have not been cases approved for publication. It's like everybody went on vacation. So when I say that, it's usually the appellate division that does approve cases. Now, it doesn't mean that they're not deciding cases, because there are many, many unpublished cases, and some of them are extremely helpful. But they're talking about discrimination, and certainly what the Supreme Court has done to equalize and take away the discrimination against same-sex couples who want to marry. The South Carolina legislature and the law signed by the governor to take away that horrible symbol of slavery. And also there's a New Jersey jury that decided that a religious organization violated the state's consumer fraud statute when it touted the efficiency of a form of therapy aimed at converting homosexuals to heterosexuals. And I guess it was the efficacy, not efficiency, the efficacy of that form of therapy. So that be highly unlikely. Certainly we can get medical people, but the medical opinion is that, this is really genetic, and it's not something that someone chooses one way or the other. So the, but a New Jersey jury of our peers did find that this religious organization violated the state consumer fraud statute, so that the consumer fraud statute triumphed in that case. Now, there was a criminal law case that was approved for publication, and it was decided, the written opinion was from Judge Koblitz. Judge Koblitz was the assignment judge in Bergen County. She sat on family. She sat in any number of different areas of the court, but now she's on the appellate division, and she authored the opinion of State versus Jessup. And in that case, the defendant had no expectation of privacy or of a Ziploc bag containing controlled dangerous substances that the police saw him place on the top of a parked car. And in fact, I guess it was on the rear tire. But he certainly couldn't have any expectation of privacy under the circumstances. So there's been questionable hospitals. I don't know if there may be some that pay taxes, but generally hospitals do not pay income taxes. Now, there was I shouldn't say not pay income taxes. The hospitals don't pay real estate taxes. There's a tax exemption, a property tax exemption. And honestly, I don't remember if it's 100% or it's certainly they pay a lot less than, the normal patient coming in. So the question here was whether or not there should be a property tax exemption. And there was a ruling withdrawing the property tax exemption from Morristown Memorial Hospital. And that could compel challenges to other healthcare facilities because other healthcare facilities are also exempt. So it'll be an interesting question, because there's been some question about the amount of time. Some question about the amount of time that it takes for some of these things to get done. But in any event, this was a ruling withdrawing the property from tax exempt the Morristown Memorial Hospital. No longer some of their property is no longer tax exempt. So the point is other hospitals and perhaps other litigators are going to be trying to deal with the same issues in other cases. Now, if some of you may have heard about the Rider softball coach and the dismissal, and this was the former women's softball coach at Rider, and the federal court suit claims that the Lawrenceville claims that the school violated Title IX of the Education Amendment Acts when it fired their coach after she complained about sports or teams of sports at the schools getting fewer resources than the men's teams. Well, I'm going to be back after just a couple brief announcements from some of our sponsors, so please keep track or come back or something. So this will be, these people are very nice. They keep us on the air. They keep our programs going and going and going. So that's what we like to see.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325. You've got a friend.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Well, we're back, and the program, of course, It's the Law. I was talking about Morristown Memorial Hospital and the fact of their property was operating, because it was operating for profit-making purpose, there was a hospital field to satisfy the profit test. So what does this mean? Well, in local property taxes, there are certain exceptions. And in the case against Morristown Memorial Hospital, and of course we just heard from Hunterdon Hospital, so the same kinds of regulations would in fact apply. So in this case, it was reported on June 26th, and the tax court found that the subject property, and that was part of Morristown Memorial Hospital, and it was operated for a profit-making purpose. And other than with a limited exception to certain areas, so that the court found that consequently the hospital failed to satisfy the profit test. And so there is a profit test that's set forth. And in fact, the parties need to, in fact, take a look at because they have to satisfy the profit test. Another case to look at is the Paper Mill Playhouse at 95 NJ 503. That was a 1994 case. In this particular case, In this particular case, the hospital was precluded from the property tax exemption pursuant to a statute, which is NJSA 54:4-3.C. Now, that case was approved for publication, so that could be a fairly significant case, and hopefully has the guidelines we need to make sure that our laws are carried out, that our people get in and out, and if it's a situation where they have to get in or out of a country, and also there could be other things that come into play here. So there was a Supreme Court, it was an appellate case decided. It was State versus Oliveiro. And in that case, the fence yard was, the fenced-in yard was the, that was why it was questioned, because there was a lock, and the, according to the court, a fenced-in and locked lot is a structure within the meaning of the statute. And that's when the light, I keep saying this, that's when, I think there's something that's reported wrong, and I don't want to keep repeating it. So I'm going to take another look at this while I play a commercial.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, Celebrant Officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
We're back, and I'm Pat Smits, and talking about some of the legal news, and the New Jersey Senate last week approved a bill that would confer the title of acting justice on any appellate division judge who, because of a vacancy, is temporarily assigned to the state Supreme Court for a minimum of 6 months. So that it's not at all unusual that judges are not appointed quickly. And in this case, if in fact an appellate judge has to sit on the Supreme Court and does so for more than 6 months, he or she will be given a new designation. So that's certainly probably. I guess there's no certainly probably anything. But in this case, it doesn't sound as if, it sounds as if what the court wants to do is recognize that a judge who is assigned to the court should be given some status, and acting justice is a good thing, because otherwise how do you address the justice? And it is a problem for us who have to do that, especially if we've known the particular justice for many years and had a lot of contact with her, either phone or mail and other things.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is offering chamber members ways to find new customers during this difficult economic environment with the Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program. The Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program is a direct mail program which targets new homeowners and renters shortly after they move into the Hunterdon County area. The new resident program offers limited advertising space on a first-come, first-placed program and provides new residents with ongoing access to member ads and promotions through online web links. This ad program is only available to members of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, so act quickly to reserve your space today. For more information on the Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program, visit www.hunterdon.chambermail.us or contact Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Representative at 1-800-267-3139 or email at adinquiry@chambermail.us.
Well, good afternoon. We're back for the last few minutes of the program, It's the Law. And just getting back to that hospital exemption from property taxes, that's the AHS Hospital Corporation, also known as Morristown Memorial Hospital. And that, of course, was against the town of Morristown and been going on for years. So what else is happening, and how was that test applied? Well, in the Morristown Memorial Hospital case, the hospital failed to satisfy the profit test, and there was a profit test set out in a case, Paper Mill Playhouse, and that's at 95 NJ 503, 1984. And it was also the hospital, therefore, was precluded from property tax exemption for tax years 2006, 2007, 2008, pursuant to NJSA 54:3.6. So that's where to look that up if you have any interest in it at all. So now I'm going to just play a couple of my spots so people say that I didn't do it all on the next guy's time. Well, if I could find them, it would make it easier. And of course I can't. So you'll either have to put up with me or... It was... not exactly the best organization today, guys. Sorry about that. I guess I could start telling jokes. I sometimes listen to the radio in the morning early. And, you know, some of the best jokes are, you know, on that radio station. And I think he cleans them up a little bit to before he broadcasts. But in any event, I think I mentioned that the Third Circuit reinstated the asbestos case against New Jersey, and his auto crashed into the guardrail. He ended up with settlement, so he actually in settlement received $3.65 million in his lawsuit. I guess. Most people would end up wanting to represent him. But I would say from experience, you never can tell at all. You really can't. Because sometimes things aren't always the way they perceive. And you know that from the kind of work you do. Or most of you know that from the kind of work you do.
Unionville Vineyards is the perfect destination for wine tastings and tours, corporate events, birthday parties, or your special day. Located in East Amwell, New Jersey, Unionville Vineyards offers an escape from the rush of daily life and a chance to relax in the beautiful countryside. Our tasting room is open 7 days a week, 12 to 5 p.m., excluding major holidays. For more information, contact us at UnionvilleVineyards.com or call us at 908-788-0400.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Well, back for, as I said, the last few minutes of the program, and one of the things that I'm seeing this week are there are very few published cases. Doesn't mean the judges were not working, simply that there were a number of cases that were unpublished. And what that means is, as an attorney, I cannot cite to an unpublished case as in support. I can certainly, and do, we certainly sometimes use these products, but as far as actually the one last case I wanted to talk about today is a consumer protection case, and this is a case, and the name of it is Luca versus Wells Fargo Bank, and it addresses the a scam perpetrated on an 82-year-old customer of Wells Fargo Bank, in which she wire transferred the sum of approximately $330,000 from her account at the bank to individuals whose names were given to her in a telephone call by someone who identified himself as an attorney. Isn't that fun? We don't have enough problems without having somebody say they're attorneys when they're not. In this case, the customer did not know either the caller or the individuals to whom the money was ultimately sent. And in this issue, and this was an issue of what we call first impression, the court had not dealt with it before. The court addressed whether or not a statute, and a statute is NJSA 17:16, capital T-1-4. And the court addressed whether that statute creates a statutory cause of action for a customer, and as meaning a bank customer, against the bank if the bank fails in good faith to report a suspected scam against the bank. And either the court concluded that the statute does not impose such a duty upon a financial institution. So the 82-year-old lady who transferred $333,000 out of her account, Wells Fargo does not have to pay her back or pay any penalties or have any actual need to, in fact, protect clients or customers from such actions. So we'll be back. I'm going to play the news, and then we'll be back with the sports guys. I see that my friend Bill Wolfson has already gotten here, and I'm sure this week we're going to be talking about some women's sports. So stay tuned, and we'll be back right after the news and the weather.
USA Headline News, I'm Kelly Sloan. Hey! The sound of observers celebrating as the Confederate flag was removed from the grounds of the South Carolina State House. The move was spawned by the recent Charleston church shootings, and the interim leader of that church says a new chapter in the state's history is beginning today.
It's a moment that says that we are better together than separate and apart.
That was Reverend Norval Goff. FBI Director James Comey says the man who's charged in the Charleston church massacre should not have been allowed to purchase a gun used in the attack. Comey today attributed the problem to incomplete and inaccurate paperwork related to an arrest of Dylan Roof weeks before the shooting. European creditors are assessing the latest austerity. They will hold a meeting Sunday on whether to agree to a bailout or whether Greece should leave the euro. This is USA Headline News.
Howdy, folks. It's me, Colonel Sanders, here to talk about the Mighty Shark. My $5 fill-up with chicken tenders and all-new FLG sauce will have you wishing you had extra rows of teeth to rip your prey to shreds. And my mashed potatoes are so rich, you'll want to swim through them. So stop into any of my restaurants, which are located inland and far from the shallow coastal waters where most shark attacks occur, and have a $5 fill-up with us. Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's finger-licking good.
Offer includes three tenders, side biscuit, cookie, and medium drink. Pricing and participation may vary.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue?
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in store and online at staples.com/onbudget and 7/2015. Excludes daily deals, self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes, may not be combined with any other offer.
The head of the government's personnel office has resigned in the wake of a massive data breach on her watch. Meanwhile, White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says the government will help those hurt by the massive data hack.
We want to make sure that those who may be affected by this breach get as much protection and support that we can offer them, and that's a promise that OPM is committed to fulfilling.
Catherine Archuleta's resignation comes the day after her agency disclosed that hackers stole the personal information of more than 21 million people. Previous government estimates were way lower. The Iranian president says the U.S. would be making a strategic mistake if it pulled out of ongoing negotiations on Tehran's nuclear program. He made the comment during a brief appearance at a pro-Palestinian rally in Tehran, in which tens of thousands of Iranians chanted, "Down with America and death to Israel." Fed Chair Janet Yellen says she expects to start raising interest rates later this year, but she stresses that a number of headwinds are still holding back the U.S. economy. This is USA Headline News.
Bob was miserable. His website was invisible, buried 3, 4, 5 pages deep. No one could find Bob's site, not his neighbor, 6 employees, or even the dog. Then Bob found Tizzible, T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E, the most powerful local search booster on the planet. Now everyone locally is finding Bob's website. Business is booming. Bob's happy. And so is the dog. Catapult your business on the map for customers searching for companies just like yours. Get Tizzible at Tizzible.com. That's T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. Get your website visible. Get Tizzible.
The House has approved a bill that supporters say will bring health care into the 21st century. AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander reports.
In addition to increasing funding for biomedical research, the bill aims to cut red tape, making it faster and easier for drugs and medical equipment to win federal approval.
This legislation will change lives and it will save lives.
Some consumer groups warn just the opposite, that the speed up will weaken consumer protections. The White House has issues with some provisions of the bill that benefit drug companies, but didn't threaten a veto. The legislation has not yet been introduced in the Senate. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
San Francisco's sheriff is defending the release of a Mexican immigrant who was later accused of randomly killing a young woman, saying federal authorities failed to provide legal basis to continue to hold him. He says his department followed procedure when they released Juan Francisco Lopez Sanchez in April after an arrest warrant on marijuana charges against him was dismissed. He was in the U.S. illegally and had been deported 5 times. Actor Omar Sharif, best known for Lawrence of Arabia, has died at the age of 83. He was the biggest box office star in his native Egypt, but unknown everywhere else when he was cast opposite Peter O'Toole in the film. Later, he would appear with Barbara Streisand in Funny Girl, but the movie was banned in his native Egypt because he was cast as a Jew. When you're on social media this weekend, give us a like on Facebook. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
Hey, we're back, and after I tell you quickly about the weather, we have Ken is back with us. He finally has gotten over the fact that the Rangers did not go to the playoffs, and I